the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. During President Trump's address to a joint session of Congress last night, a Democrat had to be removed. Texas Representative Al Green refused to sit down during Trump's speech and was yelling something at the president before he was escorted out.
Finding that members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum, the chair now directs the sergeant at arms to restore order. Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
Republicans tried to drown him out by yelling USA. Stocks are in flux as the trade war between the U.S. and key trading partners escalates. Ken Kamen, managing director of CW Advisors, says markets really don't like uncertainty, and there's a lot of uncertainty right now when it comes to policy, international trade, tariffs, and employment. But he says investors need to keep this in mind.
This is a time that investors will lose money if they let their emotions win out and make changes to long-term plans on short-term news.
Before today, the recent decline in U.S. stocks wiped out all of the market's gains since Donald Trump's election in November. And if you're still in need of a real ID, the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission is rolling out a pair of new initiatives to help you get one.
Starting on May 7th, anyone planning to board a domestic flight will need to show either a passport or a real ID. In an effort to meet demand for real IDs, the MVC has created Real ID Thursdays. According to the agency, starting on March 20th, licensing centers will focus on issuing real IDs on Thursdays, adding nearly 4,500 appointments every Thursday. The agency also plans to host Real ID mobile unit events on Saturdays, with the first one scheduled for April 5th. People can start making appointments for Real ID Thursdays on March 14th. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And will this rain go away? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Windy through the evening hours tonight. We'll have some rain and even a heavier thunderstorm early. Then just a leftover shower late tonight as the wind eases up a bit. We'll see low temperatures in the mid-40s. A cool breeze tomorrow. Intervals of clouds and sun. Highs will be in the lower 50s. And blustery and sharply colder tomorrow night. Lows will drop to near 30 with some clouds. And a gusty wind on Friday with sunshine and some clouds. High temperature 48. Wind chills, though, mostly in the 30s on Friday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
49 in Jersey City, 53 in Woodbridge, 55 Pemberton. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.